Good morning, Jingjing.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well, and you?
I am good, thank you. Thank you for joining us today. Now, speaking at the National Press Club on Tuesday, Social Services Minister Christian Porter said that the Turnbull government was determined to reduce intergenerational welfare dependency. What are the policies that Porter is looking to introduce?
Oh, well, the report they just released is just the first step, I think, towards the larger policy framework. It's just a step to look at the data set in a different way and to look at the life from the lifetime perspective, how the welfare recipients are distributed. And at this stage, I'm not aware of any concrete policy that will be announced, but it certainly is heading the direction that we'll be focusing on the investment returns. So basically, that might potentially bias towards the younger people, as they deem that the returns might be higher. This kind of a policy might be put into place.
Is there a concern, like a genuine concern with the intergenerational welfare dependency? Is this an actual problem within the welfare system?
Well, it's just the first time that the government actually looked at the data they collected over the past 15 years. And so before, people tend to look at who is the welfare recipient from every year rather than actually through a life cycle perspective. And this is the first time I'm actually looking at those things. And it turns out they think that some people have been on the welfare for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And those things may trigger some sort of a thinking in order to create more targeted policies for intervention.
Are you able to sort of explain to us what the concept of mutual obligation requirements are for these welfare recipients?
Yes, the mutual obligations is something like if you're on unemployment benefits or New Start and you'll be obliged to apply for certain jobs, to participate in some trainings, and in order to do perform certain activities in return to get the welfare payment that you were eligible for.
So a potential example being that you must refrain from drug and alcohol use or abuse even to get these payments?
And not in the case of a New Start allowance at the moment. But similar measures have been tried, for instance, the income management in the Northern Territory. And so the recipients were only allowed to spend the money on particular type of the products, say, for instance, not alcohol, not drugs, etc.
Has this been proven to be beneficial?
Well, the research evidence doesn't really say much at the moment, especially about income management system in the Northern Territory. It generally doesn't have any evidence supporting that they actually reduce the alcohol consumption or actually make significant positive impact.
Now, these suggestions have faced a lot of criticism from the Shadow Minister for Social Services. It has criticised Porter's plan, saying it's not an investment approach. Now, if you cut in support to vulnerable Australians, it does sort of seem like a double-edged sword. What are your thoughts on these potential cuts?
Well, I think it's a step forward in the sense that by examining the data from a life cycle perspective, they encourage some sort of long-term thinking. But at the same time, we should always remember that the welfare system was put in place to ensure a minimum living standard for the population. And a lot of those things were under compassion reasons. Money should be only part of the considerations rather than the whole thing.
It is quite a complex issue as well. I would imagine we will leave it there, Jingjing. But thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.